Now Kokomo me bed, Kokomo me right, Kokomo your daddy, like tomorrow night. Don't you hear me cry? Baby, don't you want to go down to that 11 light city, child? Sweet old Coke. Well, I went down to the station and I looked up on the wall. My money was too light, I didn't go no place at all. Don't you hear me cry? Baby, don't you want to go down to that 11 light city now? Sweet old Coke. More women than a train can haul. Don't you hear me cry? Baby, don't you want to go down to that 11 light city now? Sweet old Coke. So I went down to the station and I looked up on the wall. Said there's good times here, John, but they're better on down the road. Don't you hear me cry? Baby, don't you want to go down to that 11 light city now? Sweet old Coco. Doggone thing, don't you hear me cry? Baby, don't you want to go down to that 11 light city now? Sweet old Kokomo. Say Kokomo me bed, Kokomo me right, Kokomo your daddy now, like tomorrow night. Don't you hear me cry? Baby, don't you want to go to that 11 light city? Sweet old Coke.
To maintain, seeing cavaliers by name, your digging do disdain, and your persons all defame. Stand up now, diggers all.
Your houses they pulled down.
Stand up now, stand up now. Your houses they pulled down. Stand up now.
Your
houses they pulled down to fright poor men in town. But the gentry must come down, and the poor shall wear the crown. Stand up now, diggers all.
With spades and hoes and ploughs, stand up now, stand up now. With spades and hoes and ploughs, stand up now. Your freedom to uphold, seeing cavaliers are bold to kill you if they could, and rights from you withhold. Stand up now, diggers all.
The gentry are all round. Stand up now, the gentry are all round. Stand up now, the gentry are all round. On each side they are found. Their wisdom so profound to cheat us of the ground.
Stand up now, diggers all. The lawyers they conjoin. Stand up now, the lawyers they conjoin. Stand up now, to arrest you they advise. Such fury they devise. But the devil in them lies, and hath blinded both their eyes. Stand up now, diggers all. The clergy they come in. Stand up now, the clergy they come in. Stand up now, the clergy they come in, and say it is a sin that we should now begin our freedom for to win. Stand up now, diggers all.
The club is all their law.
Stand up now, the club is all their law. Stand up now, the club is all their law, to keep poor folk in awe. But they no vision saw to maintain such a law. Stand up now, diggers all. Against the hate and fear, stand up now, against the hate and fear, stand up now. The press have closed their eyes, they spread the tyrant's lies. They'll tell you with their cries who to love and to despise. Stand up now, diggers all.
Good morning. This is where we segue into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. Here in the U.S., it's Labor Day, and it seems only appropriate that we actually celebrate with a labor song from this area of New England.
As we go marching, marching in the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill lofts gray, are touched with all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people hear us singing, bread and roses, bread and roses. As we go marching, marching in the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill lofts gray, are touched with all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people hear us singing, bread and roses, bread and roses. As we go marching, marching, we fight for children too. For they are watching, learning, and they'll make the world anew. Our life shall not be sweated from birth until life closes. Hearts starve as well as bodies. bodies, give us bread, but give us roses. As we go marching, marching, unnumbered women dead go crying through our singing their ancient cry for bread. Small art and love and beauty, their drudging spirits knew.
Yes,
it is bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too. As we go marching, marching, together we stand tall. For the rising of the women means the rising of us all. No more the drudge and idler, tend the toil where one reposes, but a sharing of life's glories, bread and roses. Bread and roses,
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 bread and roses. Give us bread, but give us roses.
Good morning, it's 7:12, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. Those were two songs from Windborne. They're going to be at Passim's tomorrow night. Fitting as since it's primary election day tomorrow in Massachusetts. Get out and vote. And it was inspired by the words from the Socialist Union organizer Rose Schmiderman. She said, "What the woman who labors wants is the right to live, not simply exist. The right to life, as the rich woman has the right to life, and the sun and music and art. The worker must have bread, but she must have roses too." In the early 1900s, conditions were horrid for those at the textile mills of the northeastern United States. Folks were living in cramped, cold tenement houses owned by the wool bosses, starving at home, getting injured at work, and even burning in mill fires. Women, children, and recent immigrants made up the majority of the workforce and were paid less than the, quote, native-born, end quote, white men. In January of 1912, in the mill town of Lawrence, Mass., the Industrial Workers of the World, the IWW, sometimes known as the Wobblies, helped organize a massive strike. It included nearly 20,000 workers of 40 different nationalities and lasted through the bitter winter. The strike later came to be known as the Bread and Roses Strike. The government retaliated by calling in militias, using fire hoses against the peaceful strikers in freezing temperatures, injuring and even murdering protesters, and framing the union organizers with these crimes. As spring arrived, the workers won their demands. Unfortunately, the story doesn't end there. Within a couple of years, the workers' hard-won rights were eroded. In these times, when people are still being ill-treated, when wage disparity is still an issue, and when militarized police still protect the property and profits of the rich and powerful, how do we come together across differences to secure nourishment, not only for our bodies, but also for our hearts? So, Bread and Roses, And I was quoting there from Heidi Wilson. So once again, if you get a chance, go and you're in the area, go to Passim's tomorrow night and hear Windborn. They're a great a cappella group. And they tell it like it is. If you want to get interested in this, there's a group called Babam, B-A-B-A-M-M, that provides music for rallies and protests, and they'll be happy to have folks along. You can find out more by going to their website. So we'll have some more music, then we'll go through our calendrical information. And we'll tell you about some upcoming events that you may want to go to.
I'm not like everybody else. No, make out a smile, though I wear a frown. I'm not gonna take it all lying down. Once I get started, I go to town. 'Cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. Everybody else, and I don't want to fall about like everybody else, and I don't want to live my life like everybody else, and I won't say that I feel fine like everybody else, 'cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. Everybody else. I'm not like everybody else.
top. In the name of the Lord. We're prisoners in a fairy tale, a ship of fools all set to sail. We watch the empire's epic fail on shining.
What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's pretty scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get me.
I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Good morning. It's 7:26. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We heard Eliza Gilkison giving us In the Name of the Lord from her album Secularia. Shamikia Copeland gave us I'm Not Like Everybody Else from America's Child. Both of those are new albums. Eliza Gilkison's is on Red House, Compass Records, and Shamikia's is available on Alligator, a great blues label out of Chicago. And we started off with Windborne. They make their home in Western Massachusetts, and definitely recommend a song on the Times. We heard the Diggers song and Bread and Roses. And as I mentioned, they will be at Past Seams tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. You can get ticket prices at www.passseam.org or call 617-492-7679. And other shows you might be interested in this week at Past Seams. The Revenants come in on Wednesday. Thursday sees Freebo. Yes, that great bass player is still around, and he's performing with Alice Howe on Thursday. Well, our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore. As we mentioned, today is Labor Day, a holiday for most. Some people still have to work. I know when I was a working stiff, always opted to work on Labor Day. Possibly the overtime pay had something to do with that. The Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightly is, of course, skewed toward England. And so the 3rd of September, reckoned by astrologers to be a day of wonders and marvels, mostly fearful ones. It was a remarkable day to the English Attila Oliver Cromwell. In 1650, he then obtained a memorable victory over the Scots at Dunbar and another at Worcester on that day in 1651. And he died on that day in 1658. That's from John Aubrey's book, Miscellanies of 1695. Cromwell's death was preceded by the worst storm of the 17th century. Tossed in a furious hurricane, did Oliver give up his reign? On September the 3rd, 1666, moreover, the Great Fire of London reached its height, and on the same day in 1675, Northampton was near burnt down to the ground. That's Northampton in England, not in Massachusetts. September the 4th was St. Bartholomew's Day, old style. Harvest end fairs and wakes, and now in full swing. This was also the calendar riot day. In 1751, Parliament decreed that Britain should change from the old-style Julian to the new-style and present Gregorian calendar, which was 11 days ahead. To make up for the discrepancy, in September of 1752, the second was immediately followed by September the 14th. This not unnaturally outraged the London mob, who went on the rampage demanding, "Give us back our 11 days. September the 5th, last loads of harvested corn now being brought home in hock carts amid much rejoicing. Andrew Herrick, that great poet, noted, "The harvest swains and wenches bound for joy to see the hock cart crowned. About the cart hear how the rout of rural younglings raise the shout. Some bless the cart, some kiss the sheaves, some prank them up with oaken leaves, while other rustics less attent to prayers than to merriment run after with their breeches rent. And the Scottish Highlands, young girls bit a splinter from the last load cart. With the wood still in her mouth, she then went secretly to a neighbor's house and crouched beneath the window to hear the talk. And the first male Christian name she overheard would be that of her future husband." September the 6th, farmers late with harvest, mocked by their neighbors. September the 7th, harvest home dinners, variously called horkies, Mel's suppers, kern feasts, and clacks, and now being held everywhere. Tusser's 500 points of good husbandry of 1573 notes, "In harvest time, harvest folk, servants and all, should make altogether good cheer in thy hall. Once ended thy harvest, let none be beguiled. Please such as did help thee, man, woman, and child." September the 8th is the feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. More harvest fairs held, and harvest dinners continue. The ceremony of drinking health takes place in a sort of glee or catch. This was a tune written down in Hone's Everyday Book from Norfolk in 1826. "Here's a health unto our master, he's the finder of the feast. God bless his endeavors and send him increase. And send him increase, boys, all in another year. So drink, boys, drink, and see you do not spill. For if you do, you shall drink too, for 'tis your master's will." September the 9th, hedgerow trees and bushes beginning to fruit in most years. A heavy crop of berries, and especially of hips and haws and of rowan berries, presages a hard winter. The line goes, "Many haws, many snows." And this is an album that has just come my way. It came out in 2016. It's a Shabaka and the Ancestors and the Wisdom of the Elders.
Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Come all you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how that good old union has come in here to dwell. Oh, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? My daddy was a miner, and I'm a miner's son, and I'll stick with the union till every battle's won. Oh, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? They say there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a union man or a thug for J.H. Blair. Oh, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Oh, workers, can you stand it? Oh, tell me how you can. Will you be a lousy scab, or will you be a man? Don't scab for the bosses. Don't listen to their lies. Us poor folks haven't got a chance unless we organize. Oh, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
Working for the union.
Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
Gotta organize 'em.
Which side are you on, boys?
Which side are you on?
Which side are you on,
boys?
Which side are you on?
Which side are you on, boys?
Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on, boys?
Which side are you on, boys?
Which side are you on, boys?
Which side are you on?
Side.
And that was Winborne with Which Side Are You On from their album Song on the Times. And after you've voted tomorrow, and go hear them at Passim tomorrow night. Once again, just go to passim.org to get tickets. Show is at 8 o'clock. Before Winborne, we heard Chewbacca and the Ancestors doing Mwande from Wisdom of the Elders. And we are going to be going out of here with Olivia Cheney's title track from her latest album, Shelter. It is 7:55. You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Strong and unfailing.